Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM.
It's DJ Speledi featuring Andy Swampanza. I really do. It's 2:30 on the dot right here on Heart to Heart on a Friday afternoon. I'm right here on Radio Pulpit and we've got our guest as promised earlier on. He is in studio and I really, really cannot wait for us to chat right here on the show. Very inspirational stories. I know you absolutely love this feature. I love it too because It's quite encouraging. You know, you have a lot of different artists who come through who share their journey with Christ, who share their stories, and it is always, really, always encouraging to really hear those different stories. And today is no different. You know, today is no different. We have our guest and we are just going to, he's just going to share his journey, his story with you and I right here on the show. And I mean, you know, what better way to spend our Friday, you know, what better way to spend a Friday right here on the show. Good afternoon, Joseph. Thank you so much for joining us, Joseph Malaza.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Poza. How are you? How are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
Yapila.
All right.
I'm right.
Sure. Thank you so much for coming and being on time.
Always on time. That's always a plus.
That's always a plus. This is the voice of Joseph that you're hearing. He's a renowned, versatile musician from Mamelodi, who really has been in the music industry for over a decade. His music journey started at church, like most of us, and he really continued performing in bigger platforms. He joined a community gospel group called Joy Family. Then he co-founded a music group called Jukebox Band, moved on, recorded his first solo EP, Worship and Praise, later joined Swane Gospel Choir. And, you know, as a lead vocalist and songwriter. Yay!
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, that's nice when you're reading it. Yeah, that's nice. Yeah, that's nice. That's nice.
It's beautiful, right?
You yeah, realize what a journey.
God has done so much.
What a journey.
Now, share a little bit of your story with us. You know, I always say, I mean, Abanyabantu will start maybe taking you seriously once you join other groups, but they don't realize that you've laid so much groundwork,
yes,
you know,
yes,
for
yes.
the longest of time. Just share a little bit of that story with us and when you actually decided, you know what, this music thing is something I want to pursue, not just music, but ministry.
Yes ministry. I was born and raised in church. Yeah, Nkulele Sontweni. So the journey started in church when I was 10 years old. I was discovered by this lady, Way Youth Choir. My mom actually was a youth leader.
Yeah. Nice.
Youth pastor. So she discovered that I can sing. She discovered, there's a voice there. So bangfaga ema rehearsals, and then that's where the journey started at church.
Lovely. So it started at church.
Yes.
And when did you receive Christ as your Lord and Savior? Because I know a lot of young people who grow up, it doesn't necessarily translate into salvation. But when did you?
Yes, I was born again at the age of 18. Amazing enough.
Yeah,
at the age of 18, I just finished my matric. So yeah, there was a youth savior, Esontweni.
Yeah.
So the youth pastor by then, Bugu Babum Caesar at church. So he was preaching about Iketsemane. Yeah. So when he was preaching about Iketsemane, I understood what Jesus went through. And Lelo Langa, the message Yang Tacha. So I was thinking about Jesus facing ugufa kwami the last minute. So yeah, that scripture touched me. So then I gave myself to him.
Sure.
And
you
I understood the meaning of Getsemani.
Beautiful, yeah. Beautiful.
The place of prayer.
Yeah, sure. Very nice. And Ntatemoko actually says, that's one of my sons. Hey, wow. I'll catch up with him before he leaves. lovely. So he'll definitely catch up with you after the show. Now, here you are. You now understand that this is something that I want to do. Did you not get any resistance from mom or from family when you decided to pursue umculo?
Yeah, honestly, music, actually art, is very difficult for parents to understand when you're artistic. So, bazali, they believe in you becoming a lawyer, becoming a doctor, becoming an engineer. So they don't understand this thing, your music, you understand? So, but I went to school, studied, have a journalism degree, have a media studies diploma. So I went to school. Then after going to school, I was like, no, Yazngin Bazali, I'm going to persuade this thing of music.
Narcissistic.
Yeah, no. Yeah, when I'm one of those of no, the problem child. Yeah, but I was doing music while going to school, so I was juggling them both. Even now, I'm still juggling work and music.
That's nice. So, yes. I mean, I think that's always comforting for Abazali. So
That's always comforting for Abazali.
So you're doing something else, and this is
something else. You know,
is this somewhat of a side hustle or not necessarily?
No, it's not a side hustle. It's like a normal job.
All right, I see. Yes. And let's talk about Joy Family. You know, you joined a group, a community group called Joy Family. Not only that, but co-founded a music group called Jukebox, the band.
Oh, okay. Joy Family is a community group from Nalmapias. I joined the group. I was introduced to the group by Sifiso Matsemela. He's a guy, he plays keys on all my songs.
Nice.
So he introduced me to Joy Family, and kahle iyo into nayo engibusile kuJehova. So because so we're introducing, say, come to my group, man. It's a gospel group. We're having shows around in Almafias and churches. You can join. So I joined the group. Then in Jukebox, the band, there was a wedding. This other lady was getting married, so she wanted a band for her wedding. So we decided that we form a group with Sifiso too from Joy Family and other members.
Nice.
Yeah, we formed a group. It's called Jukebox the Band. Plays secular music. That's how the band was formed.
Lovely. So you guys started playing at weddings.
At weddings, shows, everywhere.
Bini giga.
Sisakika na manch.
That's nice. Yeah. Hey, a man of multiple streams of income. That's good, Nji.
Huh? Don't say that.
Aibo. You are supposed to receive. Ganjani.
Ah, don't say that.
Are you turning money away?
Ingenza, I'm feeling it. I need some rest. But I receive, man. I receive.
Yes, don't turn away such things,
bro.
Don't do it. Lovely. So we're going to play your music. You recently released two debut singles, Uthando Lwakho and Nguye. So we're going to play those two songs and make our way back and talk a little bit more. I mean, you did international tours with TGC, you've shared stages with amazing artists. We'll talk about that experience when we make our way back. Here's Joseph Malaza with Uthando Lwakho. He's got two awesome singles. This is the first one. We're going to play the second one right here on Heart to Heart. Do enjoy it.
You're at 657 AM. Radio carrying 24 hours a day.
It's here. Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button, or listen to our podcasts. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new look, easy to use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
It's Joseph Malaza on Heart to Heart this afternoon. Uthando Lwakho. It's one of two of his singles that are out at this point in time. Just download it, your single.
Yay.
Let's talk about Uthando Lwakho. Did you write the song yourself? And
yeah. Uthando Lwakho, it was co-wrote.
Mm-hmm.
It's me and Themba Ntuli. He goes by the name ID.
Okay.
Yeah, he has songs. He's with Worship.
Worship House.
Worship House.
Yes.
Yeah, so, and we were both at Tshwane Gospel Choir.
Oh,
so,
nice.
So, yeah, when we left Tshwane Gospel Choir, we decided to do our own project.
Mm.
He's more Western.
Okay.
Yeah, more African.
Nice.
So we sat down to workshop on some songs. And I was going through a lot. On the time, I lost my mom.
Mm.
So we sat down.
Sorry about
that, man. I sat down. I was hurt.
Mm.
I was really hurt. But ngahlala naye phansi, I said, hey, Joe, I need a song.
Mm.
And I've got these words, but I can't put them in song. So he's a good songwriter.
Yeah.
So he said to me, no, let's work on the song. So that's how Uthando Lwakho came about.
Yes.
I was going through a lot, but ngakhuluma ngothando luka Jehovah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ngoba lukhulu yabona nanoma ingoma iyakhuluma ku the first verse it says nanoma kunjani nanoma kumnyama kumnandi kumnyama kodwa uthando lwakhe lukhulu. So I was talking about the love that God has showed me.
So would you say that's the love that got you through your loss at that point?
Yes,
in time?
The love, you know, the love got me through a lot, you know, because you know, being raised by a single parent, then umama hambe, just like that, without being sick. And yeah, so I was like asking God so many questions.
Yeah,
I was like, no, nkulunkulu ukuphi yabo. And but this song just said uthando lwakhe.
Yeah,
because ungithandile umama mushone sengimdala.
Yeah,
ngibona ngiyazi izinto. So I was like, no, shothi ungithandile ukunginika yena for lesikhathi leso nginike sona. So the song ikhuluma ngothando lwakhe.
Yeah, very nice. Yeah. Very nice. And do you have other siblings?
Yes, I have an older brother and a little sister.
Nice.
Yes.
Oh man, they must be so proud of you. Very nice. I want you to share a little bit of your experience with the Tshwane Gospel Choir, you know, and what have you learned from being a part of the group? You know, what do you continue to take with you that you're obviously going to fuse into your project going forward?
Yeah, Tshwane Gospel Choir, the journey, man.
Mm.
That, yeah. 7 years journey.
Nice.
Yeah, being with Tshwane Gospel Choir for 7 years. Whew, that was an emotional journey, eh?
Yeah.
Started with auditions. I was working I was a part-time teacher when I joined Tshwane Gospel Choir.
Mm.
Yeah, I was a part-time teacher. So ngabona ama audition say bafuna abantu yabo. So I went there. I was like, no, ithini yocula lapha. Then ngafika lapha, cula bangithatha eTshwane Gospel Choir. Then lesikhathi ngisafika bokunabubongi nabukholen. There was a whole lot of people there. So we were promoting the first album at Tshwane Gospel Choir. So I've learned a lot because I got mentored by people abase music industry. Big names, man. So I record the album here, Tshwane Gospel Choir, the second one. I had a song there. It's called Siqonda Ekhaya.
Yeah.
On the album here, Tshwane Gospel Choir. It's called Mbonge. Then the first international tour that I did in my career, Ngienabo. And that was their first international tour.
Nice.
We went to Scotland.
Nice.
We sang there. Then I got like experience ending from the overseas trips.
Yeah.
And the big stages, you know, and TV shows, because Tshwane Gospel Choir has been most ama TV shows amaning.
Yeah.
Like South Africa. So I'm an artist, 17 ama artist amaning. So yeah, I've been there, man.
Yeah. And you've learned a lot, right?
I've learned a lot. The journey was, yeah. Was good.
Beautiful, beautiful. So we're going to, well, we're going to also play your second song, Oh How I Love Him, right? Oh, I Love Him.
Nguye, phezu kwakho konke.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
But what am I looking at?
I don't know. Hey. This is a studio. Yeah, I'm going to be the presenter. The next song is Nguye
Phezwa. Let's just do that. You know what? As a matter of fact, you're going to back announce your own song before I back announce other people's songs. Like, yeah, how you dare know. I? Ushilo, what do you, rather, you don't even want to own up to it. To Mundwama multiple streams of income. Now you are eyeing my jaw.
No, I'm not eyeing your job, but I'm just correcting.
It's not a bad thing, man. You can come here and do shows, go elsewhere, do this and that. We are multi-layered individuals. Hey. And God has given us so much, right? And Dr. Miles, we need to die empty. Everything that God has blessed you with, you really just need to maximize on it. And there's nothing wrong with that. Maximize. So we're going to play Joseph Malaza, Nguye, right here on Heart to Heart. Two awesome singles that he has released that are out there. I'm also about to download the second song. So we're going to just play your awesome song right here on the show. And yeah, man. So you're available on different social media platforms?
Yes. I'm available on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and all music stores. I'm available there.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Your words of encouragement to individuals that are listening this afternoon, you know, someone who wants to pursue maybe the same path as you, maybe not, but who is really pursuing something and things are just not easy.
Ngithanda ukuthi kubalaleli, trust in God, you know, and believe in yourself. Ungazwa abantu bathi ba, no, you can't make it. There are millions of people in that field. No, you can't do this. No. Trust in the Lord, believe in God, have faith in Him. Yebo.
Amen.
And put pressure in everything that you do. Put pressure. Knock on the doors. Make sure that people. Regardless what you have, push everything. Start your own thing. You know, ungafuna ukuqala big on bigger stages, and ungafuna ukuqala uthi I need a bigger studio. No. Record your stuff. Record yourself. Yenza ama demo. Do everything that leads to your ultimate goal. You understand? So believe in yourself and trust God, and have faith in Him.
Yeah, so don't stop. Just keep pushing.
Yes.
Keep pushing. Lovely. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate your time this afternoon. We really appreciate it. I've got a few minutes, and I'm gonna ask you to do not Nguye. It can be the song. Just give us a line, man. Haibo, a taste.
Nguye phezu kwako konke. Nguye phezu kwako konke uJesu. That's the song, man. Hey, I would like to say hi. I'd like to send a shout out to my pastor. I'd like to send a shout out to my church. I'd like to send a shout out to my manager, Neo. I'd like to send a shout out to my wife and kids. Aww. Yes, I'd like to send a shout out to Tapelole Fifi, the Nguye song. He wrote the Nguye song.
Lovely. Fifi. Lovely.
I'd like to send a shout out to Sfiso, Matamela, and everybody. Thank you.
Lovely. Thank you so much for coming through. Here's Joseph Malaza Nguye. So support local music. His music is available on all digital platforms. Let's support one another, right? Support local content, support local music.
You're at 657 AM, radio carrying 24 hours a day.
It's here. Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button, or listen to our podcasts. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new look, easy to use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters, and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.